Donald Trump has repeatedly attacked the decision by then-President George Bush to invade Iraq, and once again he has said that it was the worst decision ever made, even allowing for hyperbole, which is very much a normal practice from Trump. This statement is quite accurate in a sense. That is, the U.S. has been decimated by the moral and economic costs of this failed war on Iraq. Failed from the American standpoint, anyway. Not so much from the Israeli standpoint. The biggest cheerleaders for the war in Iraq were the neoconservatives, who are essentially operatives of the extremist Likudnik wing of the Israeli government. And they have made no secret of their joy about the American debacle in Iraq, which destroyed Iraq as a potential adversary to Israel. And it's interesting that Trump gets along so well with Benjamin Netanyahu, the extremist prime minister of Israel, and yet they have such completely opposite views of the war on Iraq. Trump says it's the worst thing that ever happened to America, whereas Netanyahu says it's the best thing that ever happened to Israel. Specifically, about 10 years ago, Netanyahu told an Israeli newspaper that he said, I think the actual quote, which was given to the newspaper Ma'ariv almost exactly 10 years ago, was, quote, "We are benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq." Netanyahu also insisted that this had swung American public opinion in our favor, meaning in Israel's favor. So, in a sense, Netanyahu had, in that statement, summed things up better than Trump, because the single worst decision ever made was not just the decision to invade Iraq and waste, estimates have it as $7 trillion, $8 trillion or more, destroying the American economy and America's reputation in the world to destroy Iraq. But, in fact, the real decision was not just that decision. The real decision was the decision to allow Israeli intelligence to blow up the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, in a public relations stunt that was designed to unleash Islamophobia in the U.S. and globally and create the political conditions under which it would be possible to hijack the U.S. military and use it to destroy Israel's enemies. Iraq was on that list, along with the other seven countries in 5 years mentioned by General Clark. And then Clark's list finishes with Iran. So the U.S. was hijacked by Israel to essentially regime change and destabilize the Middle East. They're still going after Iran. Netanyahu absolutely wants to stir things up with Iran, get a war going with Iran, and try and draw the Americans into it. And Trump, who recognizes the idiocy, the futility, and the utter disaster of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, seems to be allowing Netanyahu to manipulate him towards this war on Iran, which would be infinitely worse from the American perspective, and perhaps even from the Israeli perspective. So we're in a very strange situation where Trump was helped into office by Netanyahu. He's very close to Netanyahu and bin Salman. He recognizes the problems with the official story of 9/11. He's said as much on several occasions, but he won't go the full nine yards and tell the truth about it to the American people, and thus he's put himself into a position where he can be essentially manipulated by Netanyahu and the hardline Israelis, the very people who orchestrated the 9/11 false flag, and continue with his agenda of destroying the Middle East and destroying the United States. So Trump and the people around him need to wake up and tell the whole truth about the disaster of the Bush administration's complicity in Israel's false flag attack on America on September 11th, 2001.